demanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's, what day is it? It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, August 14th. See, that's what happens when the page is not in front of
you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here we are live coming back at you at the speed of sound.
Exactly. And we almost weren't sure we would make the show this morning, actually.
Well, we are here and we're ready, so this is cool. And it's still very hot outside.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you've noticed.
Yes, right? I have.
But you like the heat.
I do like the heat.
So it doesn't bother you, right?
No, not at all.
Even 110 degrees, no big deal for you.
Even 110 degrees.
Wow.
Although it's not 110 here, so.
Well, it was very close yesterday, like 108
really?
Or something. Yeah.
Oh.
You don't live in the valley, so you don't know, you know. I mean,
yeah.
When you come in the morning, it's not that hot yet. But, you know, around 1, 2 o'clock, my God. You know.
What did I do yesterday? Oh, I was really busy yesterday. Oh, I have a lot of things to tell you, but we do have a guest calling in a minute, so I want to let you know. He's calling in talking about something called Adrenaline Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Peter McCarthy, and we'll let him talk about it. But basically, it deals with the nation's stress and how to make sure you're healthy and to deal with stress. So it's kind of a cool thing. We'll let him talk about it. But
okay.
I had a very stressful weekend, actually.
You did?
Very stressful and a revelation, I guess to say, in my life. A lot of crying.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was
a lot of insight and stuff like that into your life?
Yeah. It was a really rough weekend. And but I had good friends that were around me that helped me get through it. But I have changed a path, basically, and I'm going to start going back to school.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
What school? Like college?
Well, I'm going to do homeopathic medicine.
Okay.
So phase one is 500 hours. And so I can do 450 hours online.
Mm-hmm.
So I can do it from home. And then
that's a lot of hours.
I know. And then 50 hours will be, it's actually the school that I want to go to is up north.
Mm.
It's in Santa Cruz.
Mm.
So there has to be 50 hours of clinical trials there, but not till after the 450 are done.
I see.
And then I have to, and then afterwards I do more classes and then go up there and do more clinical trials, supervised trials. So it's kind of cool. So within, you know.
So you have to move there?
No.
No?
Everything's online.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then it would be weekend.
Oh, I see. Okay,
hours.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good
so,
for you.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. And then I'm going, I got Reiki certified this weekend, which is great.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So,
what does that mean?
Reiki is another way of healing.
Right. I know what Reiki is, but what does it mean that you have a certificate
now? Oh, so I'm level one certified, so I can do Reiki now. But I am going to wait and try and go for the master's.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be, like, completely have all of that under my belt and have a master's by October.
Wow.
So I'm excited. yeah.
You turned it totally spiritual, huh?
Totally. So it'll be good. And then I'm going to finish my yoga and Ayurvedic studies.
Uh-huh.
So I'll have my yoga and Ayurveda certificate within 6 months as well. And that's like weekends. So it should be good. So it'll.
Yeah, I figured it would rub off on you because you have so many friends involved in that and stuff.
Well, I've always kind of wanted to, but I just didn't really take the step. And it took a change in my life and a realization of things to be like, all right, I got to do something. So,
really?
Yeah. And and then if, you know, and then the acting thing and all that, if things come up on the side, then great. Then I'll do that on the side. But this is my main focus.
So you're
right
taking a different path now.
Yeah.
And you're not going to focus so much on entertainment and stuff.
If it comes up, then great.
Right.
You know, but I'm not putting all my eggs in that basket anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm going to.
Is it tough? It's tough, huh?
You know,
that industry.
It's just, I was lost for a while and I just kind of got over it. And I've been getting over it for a while. And it finally was a realization of, okay, I'm over it. So if things come up, then great. I mean, I'm going in on Friday for another, Harley wants to see me again, which is interesting that I have to go through the audition all over, but whatever.
Really?
Yeah, so they want to see me again. And then, and there's some other things, but whatever. I'm not going to focus on it. Like, this is what I'm going to focus on. So, I mean, that way I can open up my own practice, you know, within, you know, 2-3 years. So
that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and you'll have more control over your career and over your life when you're like that, you know, when you have your own business and stuff. It's very hard to be in entertainment. Some people don't realize it.
They don't.
When they move here.
Yeah.
You know, and then they realize, shit, everybody's after the same jobs I am.
Right. I mean, and I've done it for so long. I've been in the industry for 10 years and I'm not saying I'm done. If something comes up, then great, but it's not going to be like my main thing. I need to have like a main focus of, you know, because I can still, you know, eventually, like in 2-3 years, take patients. And then, you know, if something comes up, then great, whatever. Yeah. Then I can go out on my own, but at least I'll have a steady income and not be freaking out anymore.
That's true, yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, good for you. I'm happy. So you are you good with it? I mean, you're 100%.
I'm 100%
sure,
I feel good with it.
And
yeah.
You feel good about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I do. I feel really good about
it. Okay, good.
So that's my thing. Yeah.
Well, from now on, when we need to go to for Ayurveda or Reiki or whatever, we know where to go.
Exactly.
Yeah. You planning to open a place of your own eventually?
I do want to. Like, and by then, my sister will have graduated because she's actually like in school for medicine.
Right.
And homeopathic, holistic, natural, and all that. But she's graduating from Hofstra this year, and then she's going to her grad school at Bastyr, which is there's one in Seattle, one in San Diego. So when she finishes there, I mean, I'll be done. So we can kind of do it together.
You guys will do it together.
Yeah.
You guys get along and stuff when it comes to that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because sometimes, you know, business can drive people apart.
Oh, yeah.
So you
She's my
be
sister,
careful.
Though. So. But I mean, the thing is I have to have control. Like, it's my center.
Right.
And then, you know, I just need 10% more.
Yeah.
I know that's retarded, but
will she be okay with that?
It's my idea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm doing the marketing, so it is what it is.
Yeah. What about your other ideas? Are you still going to pursue that, you know, with your things that you said you're working on and you're surprised nobody thought about it before?
Yeah,
and things like that.
I still have those in the works, but I have other people working on them.
Oh, okay.
In the meantime. But yeah, those are still in the works. I mean, and if it comes about, great. They're brilliant ideas, but my focus is here, and I have other people working on those, so we'll see what happens.
Nice.
Yeah, it's me putting trust in other people is what really has to happen, because I just don't trust people to do things.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I'm learning I need to do.
So you're going to trust them and then they'll let you down. And then you go, you see, that's why I wasn't trusting people.
Yes, probably so.
Yeah, you got to be careful when you trust people. But, you know.
Yeah.
You never know. Mm-hmm. You never know who you're dealing with.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I'm sure our guest is going to be calling in a minute. But I wanted to tell you that yesterday I went on a really cool escapade with Art Torres from
Bounty Wars. Really?
I went on a bounty with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, how cool.
He was great, because I wanted to get out of the house, and I just got out of the house, and it was very interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
So can you tell us about it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why not. So they had this guy who owed a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
And I guess it was for, you know, some drugs and some car issues.
Right. Hold on, we have a phone call.
So
it's probably
the guest.
Yeah, so we'll see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Peter McCarthy, author of Adrenaline Nation, calling in to your show. How are you?
Yes, Peter. Thank you for calling in.
Yes.
How are you today?
Good. Thank you. How are things out in sunny California?
They're
hot.
Great. And, yeah, very good. But it's probably hot where you are. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling in from Austin, Texas.
Oh yeah.
Well,
it's gotta be hot there,
yeah,
huh?
It's gotta be hot there.
Yeah, it's supposed to be about 102 today.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty much
and
what
unfortunately,
we have here.
Unlike in the desert Southwest, it's not a dry heat.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You got the humidity. Oh, wow.
At least you guys are probably set up with air conditioning and stuff, you know? I'm thinking of all the people living like back east and they usually cold places. They don't have any air conditioning, you know, so,
Some of them don't. That's absolutely right. And some of the folks up in the Pacific Northwest don't either.
Yeah.
So sad.
That's true. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Aww.
So, Peter, tell us a little bit about your book, Adrenaline Nation. When did you write the book?
Well, I finished writing it early this year. It was released August 1st on Amazon.com, and it's also available in Barnes & Noble. And it's an examination of what I call the pandemic of chronic stress, an order of magnitude above an epidemic of chronic stress in America, It looks at all of the factors that contribute to our chronic stress challenge, but also looks at a comprehensive set of solutions of how we can solve this problem, how we can alleviate our individual and collective stress load.
Right. Now, I would imagine people were not always as stressed as we are right now. You know, I mean, there's just so much information going on,
right,
and so much. Life is moving so fast.
And the
stuff.
Economy issues.
Yeah. So I guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So now, you believe that, like, you know, way in the past, people were probably a lot more calm, relaxed and stuff, but now, you know, with freeways and all that stuff, I can see, I mean, I see people stressed out all the time.
Well, you know, and I found some interesting research that supports what you're talking about. About a century ago, the average American experienced about 600 events a day to which they had to react in either thought or deed.
Jeez.
Today, according to expert research, that number is about 60,000 a day. And you, and
really?
When you include in there emails, text messages, driving
yeah.
in traffic, everything, it's huge.
Right.
Yeah. Man, just the number of emails I get every day stresses me out completely. You
yeah,
know?
You're absolutely right.
That's true.
And,
yeah.
you know, I write about that and a lot more in the Chapter 3 of Adrenaline Nation, which I've titled A Day at the Office, and it traces an average corporate employee's day from the time they get up in the morning until they go to bed at night. And when you look at the totality of all of the stress inputs that they experience throughout the day, isn't any wonder that we have the healthcare crisis that we do? Because, mm-hmm. again, what I do in Adrenaline Nation is connect the dots directly between stress, chronic and degenerative illness, and in turn to our healthcare crisis. So the root cause of a lot of this is stress, and if we can get a handle on it and really start using a comprehensive set of solutions like what I've outlined in Adrenaline Nation, we'll be able to alleviate that stress load, but in turn alleviate our chronic illness problem and the cost of our healthcare system.
Right.
I do agree with that, and I think I see on here too that, you know, you talk about foods and beverages that add to your stress load. And you know what? When you have a really busy day, what's near you? You've got drive-thrus randomly, you know, around. You're not really getting like nutritional value. So you're eating crap and you're feeding more stress and you're shoving caffeine into your body, which makes it worse, right?
Absolutely. And you're referring to the dietary influences block of my stress stack, which is a qualitative stress assessment model that people can use themselves to determine how much stress they're under. And when you look at the dietary influences, they're all what I like to call the usual suspects. Mm-hmm. You're talking about caffeine, as you've mentioned, processed sugar, white flour, artificial sweeteners, and trans fats. And they are so prevalent in so many areas of our food supply, it's really hard sometimes to get away from them.
Yeah.
Plus, as you indicated, when you're in a hurry, you're sitting there in an office setting, you're going to grab the first thing that's available, and that's what those foods usually are.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, each in their own way add to our stress load.
Right.
Exactly.
So people often reach for food and stuff when they're stressed out.
Well,
oh, absolutely. And that, you know, how many times have we heard the phrase comfort food or comfort eating? You want to get
right.
something in your body that will either
chocolate.
Make you feel better in terms of its taste, or perhaps even worse, it's going to boost your energy. Well, when you look at how it boosts your energy, it actually makes your stress problem worse because over time, many of those foods wind up exhausting the adrenal glands, which is our primary stress response regulators. And after a while, you can reach a point where they just don't function well anymore. They call that adrenal exhaustion, and it's one of the most prevalent and undiagnosed conditions in this country today.
I'm glad you actually touched on that because I had Lyme disease, and I kept going in the hospital for kidney issues, and they kept saying, it's your kidney, and it was not my kidney. I had to go to a natural doctor for them to say, actually, it's your adrenal glands, and that's what's causing all these other issues. And once I addressed the adrenal gland issue, everything else went away.
You know, it's really interesting that you say that because 75% to 80% of the time when people address balancing their adrenal glands through diet and lifestyle modification primarily, but being very mindful to remove some of the key stressors in their lives, it's amazing how quickly they wind up feeling better and ultimately feeling very well. Mm-hmm. And so your case, Brigetta, is not atypical at all. I have seen many people in my own practice and in the practices of my natural health practitioner colleagues who have had exactly that kind of experience.
Interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, did you have any medical background before you wrote the book? I mean, how did you find out about all these things?
Well, you know, it was really kind of an eclectic experience. I learned about a lot of this during my prior professional lifetimes, first as a military officer, a B-52 pilot, and later a unit commander. And then also as a commercial airline pilot, flying for 16 years for a major airline. Mm. And it was during that time that I got professionally interested in the natural health world and earned my degree in traditional naturopathy. That, in turn, focused my attention on stress and stress management, and the rest, as they say, is history, and that was really the impetus for me to write this book.
Awesome. So, yeah, it's always been. Excuse me. It's always best when you write out of your personal experience and everything. So, you know, this is now. I'm looking at the book and stuff, and there's a lot of different things. How is it structured? First, you explain stress and everything, and then you give a plan for addressing it.
Well, what I do, I divided the book into three sections. The first section is stating the problem, and that looks at every level of society, from the individual level of how stress accumulates over time, all the way up and connecting it to our healthcare system and government policies that really don't help us address the issue. Right. Then I look at, and I take a unique approach in the second section, in that I look at how our bodies work, how our bodies adapt to stress. But I don't use a lot of medical language. In fact, I've shied away from that so that people can really understand more clearly that what you're dealing with is a system that has finite limits, just like your bank account. And that's one of the analogies that I use in the second section of Adrenaline Nation, to explain that if you don't respect your body's limits, you are going to get sick. You are going to exhaust those reserves and wind up descending into perhaps serious illness. Mm-hmm. And then the third part of the book is devoted to how can we change it? How can we overcome those institutional societal obstacles to change, to really make a difference for individuals, organizations, the healthcare system, and our entire society?
Yeah. Now, is it possible to reduce the amount of stress in your life, you know, through a specific diet, through certain exercises? What is the quickest, best way to reduce some stress?
Well, one of the things that I emphasize again and again in Adrenaline Nation is that you can't take a magic bullet approach. You can't just do one or two things and say that's going to solve the problem. Because typically speaking, in this stressed out society, people are exposed to multiple stressors. And so therefore they have to take a more wide view approach to the problem of stress in their lives, and that's why I created the stress stack. But yes, there are a number of different things that you can do throughout your daily life in order to alleviate stress, not just from the standpoint of eliminating stressors like, for example, caffeine, and I recommend you either minimize or avoid it if you have a stress problem, but also to do some positive things. One of the things that is really important is getting adequate sleep. We have become such a chronically sleep-deprived society, and that contributes directly to the imposition of stress. So I recommend that people, right around 10 o'clock at night, their time, turn off the TV, turn off the computer, turn off the video games, and go to bed. Yeah. Because if you get that 7 to 8 hours of sleep, you're going to go a long way towards really being able to better deal with your stress.
That's true. You know, I mean, when I don't sleep enough, I'm crabby and I'm irritable all day. Yeah. So it totally makes sense, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Peter McCarthy, the book is Adrenaline Nation. And where can people find the book? I would imagine at the usual places. And
It's available on Amazon.com, and I invite you to read the reviews. I've gotten some terrific reviews already, so I'm really excited about that. You can also get it at Barnes & Noble. I'd also like to invite people to visit my own website at PeterMMcCarthy.com. I have a stress-free summer video series running there. I have several episodes up already, and I'll be adding more throughout the remainder of the summer. And also to log on to my online community. If you go to adrenaline-nation.com, you can download a free stress assessment so you can see how stressed you really are.
Right.
Wow, that's cool. It
sounds pretty cool, yeah. So everybody go. So the website is adrenaline-nation.com.
Adrenaline-nation.com is right. Where you can download your stress assessment, and then PeterMMcCarthy.com is awesome. My website.
Right, that's your website. Okay.
Thank you so much. I'm actually excited to. I'm gonna have to get a copy.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that's great. I encourage you to do that, and thanks for having me on the show tonight.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay, Peter. Have a good luck with the book, and all the best to you.
Yes. Thank you
very much. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
Bye
bye.
Bye. It is pretty cool, and I'm glad he wrote a book on that because it does, I mean, you, in a way, you know, part of the book is you are what you eat, in a way.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a huge thing. If you're just, I mean, and I have to say, one of the saddest things is you look around areas that are, you know, South Central or, like, you know, Watts or Inglewood here or, you know, certain bad areas, and all there is fried chicken, you know, places.
Really?
Drive-thrus. I mean, it's drive-thrus everywhere. That's all there is horrible, horrible foods.
Yeah.
And these are everywhere, and you're stuffing it in your face because that's all there is to do, and they're cheap, especially, like, you know, if you're stressed out, you're going for the cheap, so you're just shoving whatever in your body, which is actually making your body more stressed out,
right, making
and
it
sicker,
worse, huh?
And sicker, yeah. And you can't think, and, you know, and that's what my whole thing is about, like,
right.
You know, gluten-free, and that's what he touched on, too, because a lot of it is, like, those sugars, the white sugars are so bad for you.
Really?
And flour, anything white, actually, is very, very bad for your
body.
Yeah,
that's what I heard. Yeah. Why is that?
Stay away from it. Well, because it's manufactured, it's fake, and then, like,
Really? Like milk, for example? Milk
well,
fake.
I guess if you go into, like, the milk, well, the thing with milk is they pump it full of hormones.
Right.
So unless you're getting organic or, like, the hormone-free, right. You know, then you're getting so many hormones that are in your body. Like, I am severely allergic to soy milk. Like, severely allergic.
Really?
Yeah, and that's what was making my body all crazy, I finally realized. And that's part of gluten. It's a huge gluten allergy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and it's like you grow up with it and you don't realize how much it affects you. People are coming out more and more with gluten allergies. It's because they started putting all this more processed crap into our food systems in, like, the 70s, 80s. And to make mass produce, you know, products, and now they're paying the repercussions of it.
Yeah, that's
so
true. Yeah.
And because we eat so much, you know, drive-through crap, so
right.
It's like.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta work on it, you know, to reduce your stress. But when all else fails, try marijuana. You know, that should calm you down
a
little bit.
Of course, you went there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the thing is it works. So, you know, for people who want to be a little calm. That's my recommendation.
Uh-huh.
And also read the book.
So I found out that the reason I get all depressed, apparently, if I ever smoke weed, is because my omegas are down. That's what someone said. Like, you've got, you know, you don't have enough omegas in your body. So if I were to put a lot more omega vitamins in my body for 3 weeks, then they said in 3 weeks, try smoking. And
then you get high.
And they said, I bet you wouldn't get depressed anymore the next day. I'm like, really? So
what are those omegas in your body?
Omega-3s, it's like a lot of fish oil, basically. Oh. So, which is weird because I eat fish.
Right.
But they were saying how, like, a lot of vegetarians don't have enough of the vitamins.
Oh, I see.
So
you
want to, like, replenish more. So. Okay. I'm going to try it.
So at least you know the way.
So I'll let you know in 3 weeks.
You're going to get yourself in the right condition to get high from marijuana.
This is so stupid. So stupid.
Oh, man.
But I mean, then again, why not?
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so back to my my bounty hunt yesterday.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you went after a guy. Did you? Where was it? Here in the valley, or?
It was in Gardena.
Okay. Were they filming it or?
No,
they were not filming it. So you went on his usual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was him and his like a little cop car, but like undercover, you know, clearly is an undercover marked car.
Yeah.
And we hid in the neighborhood and like watched the house facing it, waited for his friend to get there. And then they decide, okay, let's go. And then they get all dressed up and they're like SWAT gear. I swear to God, like bulletproof vests and like, yeah.
Wow.
And their badges and guns. And then they,
did you go in with them?
We pulled up the front and yeah. So I was like, should I get out? So I'm like, what should I do? So he went up to the door and the other guy went around back because they're like, this guy's going to run probably.
Right.
Because there's money, a lot of money involved. And I was like, well, if he comes this way, I took out my mace.
Yeah, I'll stop it with my mace.
I will. I took down 5 people. Anyway, a bunch of people. And
yeah, but that's if he gets close to you.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know what guys, I'm thinking.
He'd be running.
And then meanwhile, I'm like, oh, I'd probably like, and I was like, well, I'll honk the horn really loud and let you know he's coming this way. I don't know. Whatever. Plus, I didn't know the situation. Like, I've never done it before, so I'm like, are they gonna shoot at you? Like, what to expect? I have no idea.
Yeah.
So, they were just hoping the guy would pay because I guess like they'll take him in if he doesn't pay, but if he pays, then they let him go. So, it took a while, and then the little girl answered the door, and she's like, yeah, he's in his room.
Oh,
and they're
yeah.
like, what? So, and they tracked him down because he doesn't even live there. It's his parents' house.
Really?
So they knew he was there. They can pinpoint on your cell phones and stuff where you are.
Right.
So that's how they knew. And yeah. And so he came out willingly, actually, which was interesting because they really thought he was going to run. But I mean, they had all bases covered anyway. So he came out. They arrested him and they were like, all right, you can pay this or you can go to jail. Your choice.
Wow.
So they wound up.
Did the little girl watch all this?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I mean, and I think it was
how traumatic, man.
I think it was her older brother is who it is.
Oh, something. Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe a kid. I don't know.
That'll screw you up, man.
I know, but
you know,
I mean,
to watch somebody walk in and put handcuffs on your
it was drugs
family member or
then,
whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of and like he thing is he had the option to pay beforehand and he didn't do it, so he didn't show up in court and didn't pay or
right.
whatever. So I mean,
yeah,
you know,
so
you,
they go
you
after.
Made your own bed.
Yeah.
So yeah. So I mean, he it was. So interesting. So like they were like this girl comes out and she's like young and they're like screaming and this whole scene and I'm like this is interesting. This is like fun. Now I see why this is good TV.
Yeah.
And I'm like okay this is cool. I'm just sitting here and I'm like I kind of want to film it but I won't. And it's pretty rad.
Whoa.
And they wound up scrounging up some cash and then talking to the bondsman on the phone. Mm. And then coming up with like a plan.
Right.
So, which doesn't always happen. They usually have to pay it all up front.
Mm.
But they actually made a plan while they were there. So,
really?
Yeah. So they
yeah.
paid some
and
cash.
The guy, yeah. The guy knows whenever he stops
right.
paying, he's going back
right.
in.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
So.
And I guess they're coming back today and then like again later in the week or something.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, this is crazy.
So you had fun, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of action.
It was an adventure. I was like, this is pretty cool.
So how long did the whole thing take from them going to the door until they, was it like a very short thing?
No, it was probably like, well, I mean, it's probably like 45 minutes, maybe
oh,
an
really?
Hour. Because we had to watch the door for a minute, make sure like, because it was really funny too. There were these cars that kept circulating and waving at us.
Really?
And they're like, what's going on? What's going on? Because clearly they're undercover and
right.
they're putting on their like gear, you know? So it was
so they know
funny.
People know
yeah,
something's going on.
It was pretty
on,
funny. Yeah. I'm like, this is hilarious. So yeah. And then the guy took a long time to get out of the house. So who knows what he was doing or hiding or, you know, stashing or probably deciding, should I run or should I not?
Yeah.
What should I do? You know, but they knew they had the house covered too. So that
right.
would be, I mean, if you run, like, you're going to get beat.
Yeah,
so,
where are you going to run?
Or shot.
To, you know?
So, I mean, that's retarded.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're going to shoot you. You're an idiot.
That's true. They can shoot you
yeah.
if you run away, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and the guy was cooperative after he got arrested. It was just like, this girl was like crying, and he's like, I'll just go to jail. It's no big deal. And she's like, what? No, don't leave me. And
yeah.
she's like, well, then go get me money. And it was this whole, like, really?
Oh man,
yeah.
You know, we're laughing at it. It's not funny at all though. Think about
no,
it.
No,
you know?
It's not funny.
When you get your family involved in this shit, you
yeah.
know, you screw up all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would imagine it's pretty entertaining to watch them take him in.
It was very entertaining. I was like, this is pretty cool.
Well.
Yeah. So anyway, that was my yesterday. What did you do yesterday?
Cool. What did I do yesterday?
Or what did you do over the weekend?
What did I do over the weekend? It's the same for me. It's every day it's the same.
Okay. Never mind then.
Yeah, no, I didn't do much this weekend. It was just too hot, you know?
Right.
I mean, you go outside and you're just like, oh, man. you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go anywhere. So, I mean, the only place to go is the beach. And,
oh, yeah. I did go to there, actually, on Sunday.
Did you?
Yeah. I wanted to cleanse. So, I cleansed.
You cleansed?
I did.
At the beach?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I know it's weird, but salt water is cleansing.
It is?
Yes. It cleanses your aura.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, I got Reiki certified all day Saturday. That
yes.
was so fun.
So, yeah, so what's with the aura thing? Explain that to me. Can you see auras now that you learned Reiki?
I've always been able to a little bit.
Really?
So, but it's not really, like, you know, something I try and do. I mean, here's the weird thing with Reiki. I will say what's interesting that's happened is I can, like, scan your body and know where something's hurting.
Really?
Yeah, so that's kind of neat. And it's fascinating. Because I was doing it to myself, and I'm like, that's weird. And that is, like, I was just, like, doing it from the outside, and I'm like, uh-huh. That is where something is. And then I would find something else, and I'm like, but I don't think anything's there. And I'm like, well, maybe it does. And I remembered an old injury, and I'm like, oh, weird. So I'll just pull that out. It was actually very fascinating. Because in order to move to the next level of Reiki, you have to do 21 healings on yourself. So that's what, I'm doing twice a day so I can get there quicker. I might start doing three times a day so I can be done in a week.
Well, that's good. I'm really glad for you that you have something that you enjoy and love and, you know, and pursue and stuff. Because that's what energizes you, you know, is when you do things that are really meaningful to you that you love to do, you know. So, and I know how much you're into that kind of stuff. So I think you'll do well.
Thank you.
We'll have to send you clients and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eventually once I'm, you know, certified, it'll be good.
Yeah. So what was the certification yesterday? That's
Saturday.
Okay.
So it's Reiki 1. So there's different levels.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So
all
you
right.
have, to
so you have more levels that you have
three
to
Three more.
Okay.
Yeah. 2, 3, and 4 is masters. Mm. So, yeah. I mean, I can do stuff now, but
Yeah. Have you been learning with Gail? Is that where you go?
Yeah.
Really?
She's amazing.
Yeah, she keeps sending me emails about all the Reiki classes and stuff. So I figured that's what it is.
Yeah.
She usually does it on the weekends and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you go to her ranch over there?
Yeah.
It's pretty, huh?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it up there. I really do. It's just, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
They have all the animals that are there. So.
Oh, she has animals too?
Yeah, a lot of dogs. A lot of dogs and there's some cats and stuff. But
there are a lot of people that show up there?
Oh, my gosh,
really?
Yeah. I guess there's probably for this Reiki one, there's probably 20 people.
Wow.
Which is pretty big for a Reiki class because usually it's like 8 to 10 or something. But, so there's 20 for that time. And then it ranges.
Yeah.
And then her socials are there's hundreds.
Really?
Yeah, Monday night socials, it's a lot.
Wow.
So, and then she has it in different part of the ranch. But it's cool because it used to be Cecil B. DeMille's ranch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's really cool. It's old Indian ranch. And it's neat because they do a lot of different studies there. So on one side, there's Native American spirits because it was Native American land. And then on the other side, they say there's a vortex, which is kind of fascinating. Yeah, a UFO vortex, I guess. Yeah. And they've had a lot of weird UFO sightings.
Uh-huh.
And they've had a lot of researchers and paranormal people come out there and test, which is pretty neat.
Right.
And then they've got fairy energies, they say, near the river, and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's really cool. It's when you're on that sort of section and when we're doing all the Reiki stuff, you can feel it.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it's it's just cool. You know, it's cool to look at. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not bad.
So.
Well, let's check out some things going on in the world.
Yeah, what is going on in the world? Because I haven't paid attention to the news or anything at all.
Well, you know how we never touch the serious, important news, so we're not going to go over that.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, well, Mitt Romney chose his running mate.
Oh,
Paul Ryan, you didn't know?
No.
Yeah. Are you going to be voting this year?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you decided who for or not yet?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Just ask yourself, am I better off than I was 4 years ago? That's the easiest way
I will
to
vote because every vote counts and I can't bitch unless you vote. But yeah. So I'll figure it out.
I know. You know, one thing I decided is I'm not going to make any political statements on Facebook anymore. That's it.
Really?
You know,
why?
Yeah.
People are writing?
Because people start getting nasty and things like that, you know, name calling and things like that, you know. And I thought, you know, it's like Some people are going to agree with you.
Care.
Some are not going to agree with
yeah.
you. It's like Facebook is probably not the best place to express those things. You
probably
know?
Not. But and then again, I just don't really care. I'm going to say yeah. what I'm going to say anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I mean, I'm hoping that they will win, the Republicans, but who knows, you know? I mean, because, you see, the problem is that, you know, you don't want to subscribe to everything that they believe in because you don't, you know? Like,
right.
for example, I like their, you know, financial views and plans and all that stuff, but I'm not for, like, no abortion.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think people should be free to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So... You know, so it's hard sometimes, and you have to think of what issues are more important to you.
Right.
You know, like, I'm sure most gays are probably going to vote for Obama because he endorses same-sex marriage.
But I
and,
not, see,
but,
that's...
But that's because that's their life. That's their issue, you
but
know?
I also feel that I don't think government should choose for you. You know, that's what pisses me off, though. Mm. I don't want... You can't tell me who to marry. You know, or to abort something. It's my body.
Right.
I can do what the hell I want with my body and my life.
Right.
Who are you to judge and tell me what to do and have control over me? That's control.
Right.
That's not cool.
Yeah. Except, you know, they believe that, you know, I mean, think about it. The kids, our kids are not really ours. You know, we just bring them to the world. We raise them and everything. But they're their own people, you know.
Right.
So... So for us to, I mean, I can see the point, you know, for us to make a decision to kill an unborn fetus or something is, mm-hmm. you know, it probably should go beyond just personal choice, you know, mm-hmm. I mean.
I don't think so.
Because that has to do with human life.
But it doesn't matter.
No?
People fuck all the time everywhere,
yeah.
you know, especially now. So, no, I mean... I don't think that you have a right to do that, especially if it was an accident and
so you have a right to kill, though?
It's not. You're not even. It's not anything. It's not. It's just an embryo in the very beginning stages. And trust me, like I'm.
Yeah, but it has life, right?
Not yet. It
yeah,
takes
it does.
Time to like. All right.
It does have life, but you know. But anyway, so all I'm saying is this is part of the argument. This
right.
is part of the debate. And all these are very complex issues, you know, and it's hard to say clearly, okay, I'm for this party or that party, you know. I mean, they both have good and bad, and
right.
I just want to try something new, you know. I mean, I've seen what we can do now, so
yeah, yeah.
Let's move on. So much for the change and hope that we were promised.
And I like a lot of the Republican stuff, don't get me wrong,
right.
but I also think that it's my body, and I'm going
right.
to do what I want, and it's my life, and you can't tell me who to marry.
Right.
So I feel like when you come invasive in my life,
right.
that's not cool, and I
right.
don't agree with that.
Right. And
so,
okay, but I'm just saying I don't want to get into too big arguments, but I want to say that it's not just one party that's into your life. I mean, the Democrats are controlling your life every day in ways
they
that
are.
You know,
and
that
I do
you don't
agree
realize. You know?
Right, and that's why I'm so in the middle, because
yeah.
it's like both of it. I don't want either.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so in the middle.
Yeah.
But then what do you do?
I know. And that's the story with the nation today. I think we're split
yeah.
right in the middle. And I think it's
yep.
going to be a very close election.
Yeah.
And who knows? We'll see what happens, you know. But, I mean, personally, I don't think the president has as much power to control the economy as we think he does.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, I mean, I think he's had 4 years to really figure things out.
Figure it out.
And things have gotten worse,
right.
you know. I mean, unemployment is higher and, you know, it just, I don't know. But the hell with politics. Let's talk about some more
politics. Okay.
So they're saying that moms now, you know, are like going crazy partying and having sex. Apparently, you know, they're saying that some women, they're calling it the 40-year-old reversion, and they're saying that some women are just, you know, are tired of raising their kids and everything, and they're looking for some excitement. So you know, some of them are like going out, they try to be like 25 again, they go out having sex, you know, not with their partners, mind you.
No.
And not with
so
their
husbands. Cheating or they're
cheating
having...
and they're having subs
but men
know,
do the same damn thing.
And shit.
So men do the same thing.
Yeah, but they're saying that women do it like for a certain reason, you know. So yeah, I don't know what's
men
going
do it
on.
Because it's there. Yeah. So
yeah,
that's
true.
A double standard.
I don't know.
I think it's a double standard. I think if men have the right to go out and party and whatever, then women do too.
Yeah, but not when you're married. I mean, if a man did this when... I don't know. Let's see. We got a phone call.
Okay.
Let's see if they have something to add. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Sam.
Yes.
It's St. Louis Steve.
Oh, Steve from St. Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing? You never called in and talked to Brigetta before, have you?
No.
Yeah, Steve used to call all the time.
No, I think I did, and I wasn't able to really talk with her because I was just commenting how good of a show you guys had. There was another guest you had that day, too.
Oh,
awesome. But that was been back quite a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm a friend of hers on Facebook.
Awesome.
Yay.
Yeah. But you guys always have such an interesting show, and I haven't called in for a while. It's been really a hot summer and here in St. Louis, and we're dry as a bone.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm listening now. I thought, hey, I'll call in and say hello.
That's cool, Steve. I really appreciate this.
Yeah.
And this is cool, man. I discovered that, I mean, you're not old. You're a young man, and yet you have grandkids already, right?
Yeah, 5 of them.
Wow,
man. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know? So you started young, huh?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I think it was my kids that really started younger than me.
Yeah, I guess. But
I mean, I'm not really proud of it, but, you know, there was 2 of my kids had high school babies.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, and they were able to start out living at our house here, and then they were able to grow up, and my oldest is really proven to that he's worked hard as a dad, and now he's got a house and 3 kids, you know,
wow.
And I'm really proud of him, you know.
Awesome.
Good.
It's really a struggle for a young man, well, a young woman too,
mm-hmm.
but a young man to, you know, have such responsibility at, 17, 18 years old, you know.
That's true.
And, you know, he did sacrifice a lot of good times, you know, compared to what some of these other guys go through and go to college and all that kind of stuff. And
right.
So,
were you freaked
but, you
out?
Know, he's still doing good. I think he's had plenty of good times, you know.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Steve, we have to wrap up, but thank you so much.
Okay. Well, I wanted to wish you all a great time and think about who you're going to vote for. I was listening about the voting. So.
Yeah. Have you decided yet? Steve?
What's that?
Have you decided yet who you're going to vote for?
No. Yeah. I'm going to probably decide when I'm in the booth.
Yeah,
you know.
I know.
Yeah.
I tell you, I just don't know what I can believe nowadays or any of the stuff any of the people say.
Yep.
That's true, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
Steve.
Well, great. I'll be talking to you.
Yeah,
you
thanks
guys
so
got
much
a great
for calling,
show.
Man.
Thank you.
Thanks
thank
so
you.
Much. We always love when you call, man. So
okay,
thanks
man.
A lot.
Bye. Later.
Bye.
Steve
cool.
has listened for years.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he's definitely a friend of the show.
Awesome.
And, yeah, so that's with women and going crazy and everything. Quickly, did you know why the Olympians bite their medals? Have you ever seen – did you watch any of the Olympics at all?
I watched some of the running,
uh-huh.
but I was crying.
Yeah.
And I was, like, crying and sniffling and trying to watch it.
And watching it at the same time.
So
you waited 2 weeks until you started watching it, actually?
Well, I was just on because I was out eating somewhere.
Yeah.
And they were just on the TV. So, yeah.
No, I love the Olympics, man. I wish it weren't over yet. But it's pretty cool. So,
so
they're
would
saying
bite the
that
medal.
They bite the medals. Why would you?
I would because I'd be like, wow, this is real and it really happened. I'm going to take a look from it.
Yeah.
My luck.
Well, it sounds like it. But apparently it's because the paparazzi, the photographers, are
like
asking
it.
Him to do that.
Oh, okay.
Because they're saying there's not much you can do with a medal, you know. You can't, like, wave it like a statue or something, you know, like an Oscar. So I guess they bite their... their medals for the camera, you know.
Yeah.
And finally, I find this thing funny is I guess the Price is Right. You know how they always have the models showcasing the stuff. So now they're looking for a hot male model.
They are, actually. It's been all over the place.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen castings left and right about it. It's pretty hilarious. I know.
Yeah, so we'll see, man. That will be weird, man. That's going to be weird.
It's going to bring a female audience in. You know what it is? I think they realize, too, most of their audience on The Price is Right is women. Yeah. Older women. And older women want to see younger men.
They want to see younger men.
That's where that's going.
Okay. All right. Well, great show today, Bridgette. I have a great day.
Thank you.
And everybody, thank you all for joining us. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgette, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgette is an L.A. talk radio production where we say what we want.